6. Business.
Investing money is risky. Naturally, you want to make money, not lose it. So any investment decision has to be carefully thought out. Once you have decided to invest some money, you need to decide how you are going to invest it. This is a big decision, and you need to learn about risk management. There are many factors to be considered in risk management, and I am going to go over three major ones today. They are business risk, valuation risk, and force of sale risk. So, first you need to think about business risk. You are investing in a company, and in order for you to earn money, that company has to earn money. So, if its profits suffer due to competition or mismanagement, your earning power is decreased too. So, how are you, as an investor, to know whether a company will be successful? Well, you need to look at the company's business plan and determine whether or not you think they have a solid plan for making a profit. But it doesn't have to be all guesswork. There are certain indicators that can give you a clue as to good or bad investments. One indicator is franchise value. Franchise value refers to the ability of the company to raise prices. You see, if some other factor contributes to loss of profits, like increased wages or increased costs of materials, the company needs to raise prices, right? Some types of businesses can do this easily. Those are the ones with franchise value. Other businesses without franchise value cannot increase prices because people will stop buying their products. These are called commodity-type businesses. Commodity-type businesses do not have the flexibility to raise prices because their sales are based on low prices, not on a factor like name recognition. So, if the economy is not doing well, a commodity-type business probably won't do well either, because their costs will go up. Okay, so once you have found a business that looks strong, you need to consider valuation risk. This is risk that is based on the relative value of different stocks. Just because a company looks like it is going to do well does not mean that you should invest. You have to consider the price of the stock relative to the price of other stocks. Remember what we talked about last time? Opportunity cost equals opportunity lost. As I mentioned before, this means that when you choose to invest in one opportunity, you are losing all kinds of other opportunities to invest. So it may come down to this. One company looks strong, but you have to invest a lot of money. Another company might not look quite so attractive, but the stock is not as expensive. In the end, you might make more money on the less attractive company because you can buy significantly more stock of that company. This is valuation risk. You see, a company might have an excellent business plan, and you might reasonably expect the company to grow. However, if their stock is overvalued, that means that they are basing the value on their forecasted growth and not on their current growth. Any number of events could occur that might prevent that projected growth from taking place. So, like I said, you might be better off buying a different stock that is being sold at face value. In essence, when assessing valuation risk, do not just ask, "Is this company a good investment?" but ask, "Is this company a good investment at this price?" Now, once you find a company with both low business risk and low valuation risk, there is still one more risk to consider, and that is force of sale risk. This has to do with the time period in which you are expecting to see your investment turn into significant gains. If you are planning on making money by a certain date, you are taking a very big risk. Here is a good rule of thumb to follow. In the stock market, you might be able to know what is going to happen, but not when. Did you get that? You may know what, but you don't know when. You should never count on seeing your investment grow in a certain time period. So, ultimately, You are looking to minimize risk by investing in a company that is going to make money in good times and in bad. But you also want to buy stocks at a reasonable price in order to decrease valuation risk. And you want to be flexible about when you wish to cash in your stocks, minimizing your force of sale risk.
Number 1. What does the professor imply about the investment decisions discussed in the lecture? Number 2. What can be inferred about a commodity type company? Number 3. According to the professor, what is possible to know about the stock market? Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
Remember what we talked about last time? Opportunity cost equals opportunity lost.